McGuire is a senior social work major at the University of Indianapolis, and when he looks back on his first few years of college, he sees chaos.
I would forget a lot about my stuff I had to do, and people would get on me about not showing up to meetings, people would get on me about not getting my work done.
McGuire is balancing school and his social work practicum this semester, busy for any college student, but he's also dyslexic. Dyslexia is a learning disability most people associate with mixed up words and numbers, but that's simplifying it. His mind works differently. It can be like letting papers pile up on a desk. A solution might be to develop a filing system, but the method everyone else is using doesn't work for the dyslexic mind. It needs its own filing system, or the papers keep stacking up. In high school, McGuire had his own filing system to deal with his dyslexia, in school, at home. But college is a different beast. Time management and organization are things students have to figure out on their own. And for McGuire, this posed a real challenge.
I feel like at least those first 2 years or whatever, I really had to figure out how to be independent, and I really, really struggled with that.
Is there chunks of time that you could take, like an hour in between classes during the day?
Can I bring my schedule to you next time?
Yeah.
Like on Thursday?
On a recent Friday afternoon, McGuire met with his life coach, Megan Lauman.
I'll bring that to you so you have it.
The two have been meeting for 9 months, ever since a grant from the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust made it possible for Indianapolis nonprofit Tangram to expand its life coaching service through a pilot program at UIndy. It's designed for people like McGuire, with so-called hidden disabilities like autism or dyslexia. You can't see them, but they can create social and academic obstacles. So Tangram's goal is to help people like McGuire figure out ways to overcome them.
One of Scott's was organization. So Scott and I really worked this summer developing a system that he could just start the school year up and running, ready to go, so he wasn't having to piecemeal it together.
Things like time management strategies and ways to stay organized, tailor-made for him. McGuire used to make handwritten to-do lists and promptly lose them. Lauman suggested using electronic notes or the calendar on his phone.
It's made me a lot more organized in a lot of ways. It's the main way. It moved me into the 21st century. Just use a lot more technology in your life to help you keep things straight and simple.
Students like McGuire are often at a disadvantage after high school. By law, K-12 schools must provide support for learning disabled students. But that mandate doesn't apply to colleges. Academic support for students with learning disabilities may exist, but students usually have to seek it out themselves. Many do not.
All the way through high school, life kind of happens to you, right?
That's Steve O'Dor. He designed Tangram's life coaching program after noticing a pattern in young adults with disabilities. Lower graduation rates at the high school and especially the college level.
In college, all of a sudden, it's here you are, dropped off. What do I do tomorrow? You have to create life then, and that is one of the biggest transitions people have, and you put at-risk kids on top of that, it becomes a much more difficult process.
Statistics reinforce O'Dor's point. Only 29% of students with disabilities enrolled in a post-secondary program after high school actually finish within 4 years. McGuire does receive academic supports through UIndy's BUILD program, designed for learning disabled students. But those supports don't necessarily extend to life outside of school. O'Dor says that's where the life coaching program comes in, helping establish structure and accountability outside of the classroom so that the client can succeed inside the classroom.
Just imagine the difference between feeling in control of what your tomorrow looks like and what your expectations are, as opposed to everybody coming to you every week and saying, "Did you do that? Why didn't you do that?" Well, now that I'm using an electronic organizing system and I know what's due tomorrow, it makes you feel like a lot more of an adult than being reprimanded for not handing it in.
For McGuire, these weekly meetings with Lauman have all been worth it. Developing strategies, implementing them, gauging the results, it's put him in a place he couldn't have imagined a year ago.
I felt prepared academically, but I didn't feel as prepared life-wise. And now that she's came along, I feel a lot more prepared in my outside life.
He says it's given him the confidence to know he can graduate college, find a good job, and live an extraordinary life. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Christopher Ayers.